This week, a medical examiner ruled that a New York City police detective's death from respiratory failure was, quote, directly related to the 9/11 incident. The detective's name was James Zadroga. He was 34, and he died on January 5th. Zadroga spent 2 months working in the Trade Center ruins after the 9/11 attacks. Those words from his autopsy report, directly related to the 9/11 incident, mark the first time a first responder's death has been directly linked to the dust and fumes surrounding the Trade Center site. And that link has now renewed the debate about the long-term effects, the treatment, and the restitution for Ground Zero workers. Dr. Robin Herbert is the co-director of the World Trade Center Medical Monitoring Program at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. She and her staff have seen more than 15,000 first responders, and she joins us now. Dr. Herbert, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
How significant is this coroner's report?
Well, I think it has to be taken very seriously as a possible sentinel health event, and that means when you identify a health problem that may be or is linked to an exposure, you then investigate it intensively, and it also should increase the sensitivity of healthcare providers to the fact that they may be seeing other people, in this case other World Trade Center responders, with similar illnesses.
But one of the big questions has always been, how do you know if the ailments that they suffer and if their death is tied to the air that they breathed at the World Trade Center site? How do you know that, and how can you prove it?
To a certain extent, it depends on the particular condition. We certainly know there is a very coherent body of science at this point that has demonstrated, I would say beyond conclusion, that there have been increases in rates of respiratory symptoms among World Trade Center responders. There have been a number of case reports of diseases such as the disease that Detective Zadroga was reported to have had in the publicly available records. So it really depends on the condition. The condition that Detective Zadroga was reported to have died of is a very, very rare condition.
And tell us about that condition.
What it is a condition in which essentially the lungs have an inflammatory reaction, and in this case I think the assumption would be that it was an inflammatory reaction to some type of dust or other inhaled agent that over time can lead to scarring of the lung tissue.
Now that this officer's death has been directly linked to the 9/11 incident, what do you think that means for others who may be suffering similar ailments? What's the impact of this?
Well, I think it's really important to keep in perspective that the illness that Detective Zadroga had is an extremely rare and uncommon disease. And one of the messages that I think is really important is that we do not want our World Trade Center responder patients panicking and thinking that it's very likely that many of them will develop this kind of illness. However, what's critical is that the kinds of symptoms that our patients often have, which are more commonly caused by common conditions such as asthma, can't be distinguished without careful evaluation from the most serious illnesses. So I think that the take-home message is that World Trade Center responders and others who were exposed to the World Trade Center environmental contaminants, people who have symptoms, people who have respiratory symptoms, absolutely should undergo a careful evaluation to ascertain what the cause of their respiratory symptoms is, because proper diagnosis is key to treatment, and we know that treatment for almost all of the disorders that we're seeing can make a huge difference in how people feel and how they're able to function in day-to-day life.
Dr. Herbert, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Robin Herbert is co-director of the World Trade Center Monitoring Program at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City.